it's a wonderful thing, prayer. Learning to talk to God and also learning to hear from God, because He does answer prayers. And if you click on the slides portion here on the website, it'll take you to all the people that we have listed that we know about that asked to be on our prayer list. And if any time you want to add to it, just let Phil know or myself, and we'll get you on there. But we always know that there's always prayers that are not mentioned aloud or that nobody talks about. And we know there's a lot of people that need some prayer. So we want to lift up a prayer that encompasses all people and all things. As a prayer of intercession, for lack of a better term, that the people in this whole world will come to know the saving grace of Jesus, and all of the people that are out ministering and all of that. We pray for all of them. But I was thinking, as I mentioned before, about the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer, I think, should be understood as an example or a pattern on how to pray, because it gives us all the ingredients that we need to go into prayer. So how is it broke down? Well, we start off with our Father in heaven. And He's teaching us to address our Heavenly Father. Hallowed be Thy name, O Lord. Teaching us how to worship God and to praise Him. It's a wonderful thing. And Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is a time that we should think about prayer. So again, the Lord's Prayer is not a prayer that we just mindlessly recite back to God. No, it's a prayer of anything that we wanted to talk to God about. And it's a very wonderful thing to be able to know that we can talk to God. The God who created us, who's given us life and breath and all the things that we need for this thing called life. So with that said, think about this. It's the end where it says, deliver us from the evil one. And you're thinking, oh my goodness gracious, God create evil? No. But the evil one is in the world and he runs around messing with us all the time. So deliver us from the evil one. And all we're doing is recognizing good and evil. If we know the evil one is not where we want to be, amen? So the Lord's Prayer is just full of encouragement. So with that said, let's pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.